Have you ever stood in the middle of AirVenture on a Tuesday night, tired, sunburned, happy, and realized you have absolutely no idea what you're doing tomorrow? You're not alone. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. It's the airport information service for the aviation world. And right now, the information you need is simple. Wednesday at Oshkosh is coming. Let's talk about how to fly it. Because here's the thing about EAA AirVenture. That's the Experimental Aircraft Association's annual gathering at Whitman Regional Airport in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And it is not a place you attend, it's a place you navigate. Our friends over at AveWeb ran their question of the day this week, and the Wednesday edition asked a deceptively simple thing. What's on your agenda tomorrow? It sounds like small talk. It isn't. That question is the single most important flight plan you'll file all week, and most people never file it at all. So today, we're going to work the problem the way we work everything on this show. What's happening, why it matters to you, and what you should actually do about it. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSold.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. And if you're walking the grounds at Oshkosh this week, thinking about that moment you earned your ticket, that's exactly the kind of milestone they're talking about. AviationSold.com. All right, let's get into it. Here's what you need to know about Wednesday at AirVenture. The show runs a full week, and by the time you hit the midweek mark, the crowd has settled into a rhythm. The arrival rush is behind you. The really big weekend departure scramble is still ahead. Wednesday sits right in that sweet spot. The field is full. Every exhibit is open. Every form tent is running. And you are, statistically, the most overwhelmed you're going to be all week. That's not a knock. That's just the math of the place. Think about the scale for a moment. You've got the North 40 and the South 40 parking areas packed with airplanes people flew in themselves. You've got the Vintage Rose, the Warbird ramp, the ultralight field down at the far end running its own little world by different rules. You've got the commercial exhibit buildings, four of them, plus the outdoor displays. You've got the seaplane base out on the lake, which is a completely separate operation you have to take a bus to reach. And you've got forums, hundreds of them across the week. Workshops where you can actually put your hands on fabric and dope, on welding, on composite layup, on sheet metal. Presentations from the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA on everything from medical certification to airspace changes type club gatherings, home builder sessions. You cannot do all of it. Nobody can do all of it. And that's the trap. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. The headline is, have fun at Oshkosh. The story underneath it is that the people who have the best week are the ones who decide in advance what they're willing to miss. This affects you if you're the kind of pilot who shows up at the front gate with a program guide and a vague sense of optimism. I've been that pilot. You walk in, you get pulled toward the first shiny thing you see, you spend 45 minutes at a display you didn't plan on, and then you look up and it's 2 in the afternoon and you've walked 4 miles and seen almost nothing you came to see. So let's build a Wednesday plan the way you'd build a cross country. Departure, en route, arrival. Priorities first. Start with the things that only happen once. That's your first filter. Some forums run every day. Some run one time, at 1 hour, in one tent. And if you miss them, they're gone. The daily schedule, which EAA publishes in the program and updates on their app and on the boards around the grounds, will tell you which is which. Your job, Wednesday morning coffee in hand, is to open that schedule and circle the one-time events you care about. Those become your fixed waypoints. Everything else flexes around them. Second filter, the afternoon air show. Most AirVenture days, the flying display runs in the afternoon and shuts down a big chunk of the field's foot traffic while everyone finds a spot along the flight line. If you want a good seat, that's a commitment of time on both ends. If you'd rather use that window to hit the exhibit buildings while everyone else is watching airplanes, that's a legitimate strategy too, but you have to decide. You can't do both. Well, I'll say this plainly. Some of the best hours I've ever spent at Oshkosh were in a half-empty exhibit hangar during the air show, actually talking to the person behind the counter because everybody else was outside. Third filter, and this is the one people forget, weather and your own airplane. If you flew yourself in, Wednesday is a good day to think about Thursday and Friday because the mass departure from Oshkosh is its own event and it lives and dies by weather. This is where I want you to be a pilot, not just an attendee. Somewhere in your Wednesday, build in 15 minutes to look at the forecast. Pull the terminal aerodrome forecast, the TAF, for the field and for your route home. Start thinking about your departure window before it becomes a crisis. Because here's what happens. A front moves through on a Friday. 3,000 airplanes all want to leave in the same 6-hour window. And the pilots who planned are the ones sitting calm in the shade while everybody else is panicking at the NOTAM board. And speaking of the NOTAM board, the FAA and EAA publish that big detailed Oshkosh arrival and departure procedure document every year. The notice to air missions, if you flew in on it, you already know it. Wednesday is a good day to reread the departure half. You read the arrival half 100 times before you came? I'd bet you barely glanced at how you're supposed to leave. That's opinion, flagged as opinion, but I've watched it play out enough times to trust it. Let me shift to the newsier side of what Wednesday tends to hold, because AirVenture is not just a fly-in. It's become the single biggest week on the calendar for aviation announcements. Manufacturers time product launches to it. Avionics companies drop new gear. The FAA uses it as a venue for real policy conversations. And the administrator and senior officials typically show up in person and take questions. This affects you if you care about where general aviation is headed. And you should. Because the things announced on that stage this week are the things you'll be flying, buying, and filing paperwork about for the next several years. New engines, new fuels, the unleaded avgas transition that's been building for years now gets talked about openly in those exhibit hangars. Avionics that used to be experimental only finding their way towards certified airplanes. Kit manufacturers rolling out new airframes. You don't have to be in the room. AvWeb, EAA's own media team. And the other aviation outlets cover it hard all week and put it out fast. But midweek Wednesday is often when the dust settles enough to actually understand what got announced Monday and Tuesday. So if you're following from home, Wednesday's a good day to catch up on the reporting rather than the raw fire hose of launch day press releases. Now, what should you do about all this? Let me get concrete, because that's the whole point of this show. If you're at Oshkosh tonight or first thing tomorrow, do three things. One, pick your one-time can't-miss event and make it the anchor of your day. Everything else is negotiable. That one thing is not. Two, decide your airshow stance, in or out, flight line or exhibit hall. Commit to it so you're not standing in the middle of the field at 1 in the afternoon, making the decision with your feet already tired. Three, hydrate and wear real shoes. I know that sounds like your mother talking, but the number one thing that ends a good Oshkosh day early isn't weather and it isn't crowds. It's a pilot who didn't drink enough water walking around in the July Wisconsin sun in the wrong footwear. You are the pilot in command of your own body out there. Treat fatigue and dehydration like you'd treat them in the cockpit. Because if you're flying out later in the week, they follow you right up into the airplane. If you're following from home, here's your version. Wednesday's the day to actually read the coverage from Monday and Tuesday instead of just skimming headlines. Pick the two or three announcements that touch the kind of flying you do and dig into those. Skip the rest. The same discipline that makes a good day on the grounds makes a good week of following along from your recliner. Let me come back around to that AvWeb question, because it's a better question than it looks. What's on your agenda tomorrow? You could answer it for Oshkosh, but you could answer it for any flight, any week, any season of your flying life. The pilots who do well are the ones who can answer it, who've thought a step ahead, who've looked at the weather, read the procedures, picked their priorities, and decided in advance what they'll skip, so the important things get done right. That's not an Oshkosh skill, that's just airmanship. Oshkosh just happens to be the place where the crowd is big enough that you can watch the difference between the pilots who planned and the pilots who didn't, playing out in real time all week long. So tonight, wherever you are, take 5 minutes and answer the question honestly. What's on your agenda tomorrow? Write it down. Circle the one thing that matters most, then go fly your Wednesday like you mean it. My thanks to the team at AvWeb, whose question of the day got us started, and to EAA, whose people put on the greatest week in aviation year after year. You can always find us at RadioHangar.com. This is Tower, clear skies out there, and I'll see you over the field.